question was asked what you want to do with leftover oil in the bottle or in the Chanukiah. So we recommend that when you buy oil, do not designate it for candle lighting Chanukah candles. And when you put it in the Chanukiah, so basically you're designating the oil that will light the first half hour, because that's when you have a mitzvah. So whatever remains afterwards, you could leave over for the next day. You could reuse it tomorrow. But technically, we don't sanctify all the oil. We don't say all the oil is designated for the mitzvah. There's no reason to say that. The first half hour, that's what's designated for the mitzvah, and the remainder not. And if things drip outside, so you don't designate that either. You're designating that which you put in the cup of oil, which is necessary for burning, that which will burn the first half hour. And if you want to leave it on afterwards, it's very nice, but the mitzvah is the first half hour. The issue is the last night. So if it lit the half hour, and you can decide, you should decide, that only that which will light the first half hour is designated. So that's okay. The problem is if some of the lights go out. So then we recommend relight them on the last night. Because in our day and age, most hours of the night, you still have people around. It's Pirsumei Nisa. So you relight it and you finished. In the days of 100 years ago, they had a problem. Or you couldn't relight it. You wouldn't do the mitzvah. So then you had oil that was designated for the mitzvah, which could not be used for private use. But today we don't have that problem anymore. You could just relight it for the mitzvah of Hanukkah.
So what if I already bought my oil with the Hanukkah?